All right.
So Jonathan?
I put this together. I'm not thrilled with the story, but it's what we're putting together. So I came into the world wanting to explore all the pleasures life had to offer and just have fun. But I was told I couldn't enjoy those things. My mother said I couldn't have this good food because people wouldn't love me or want to be around me if I ate it, and I'd get fat, and no one wants to be around that. And then later on, I only started having friends when I was considered smart. So I felt that's what I had to offer people in order to be accepted. I was told in order to go out in the world and have fun, because when I was watching Star Trek with my father one night and I saw them going all through the galaxy, that looks like fun. I want to do that when I grow up. And he said, you can't. And I said, why not? Because you can't travel faster than light. So I said, well, what do I have to do to fix that? And he said, I guess you have to become a physicist. And I said, all right, so I guess I'll be a physicist and go do that in order to create the world that I want to go have fun in. Forcing myself down this path caused, I guess, tremendous pain until the point where I had to run away from it. And I first ran away to a retreat for physical health to try to get thinner and lose weight and get in shape. But being there, I saw glimpses of more spiritual aspects of things, which I thought was weird. But it woke me up to the fact that it existed, and that led me to, a few months later, going to a more spiritual retreat at Esalen. And being there was kind of my aha experience, culminating in episodes of spontaneous visions that kind of freaked me out. I had to figure out what was going on with myself. Because it cracked open a realization that my understanding of the universe and my life was wrong, and I needed to figure out what was right. So that led me coming here to the school through Lisa. And then coming to the school made me realize that I'm here just to be a fun little boy enjoying life. And that is why my purpose is to inspire people to feel limitless so they can playfully pursue and achieve their dreams.
Good. It's got some good parts. Says two things. Your story that I know of it,
mm-hmm.
Is that and you got it right sort of at the beginning. You came into the world and I'm just a little kid. I'm just like a kid who just wants to be loved and play, and I'm super smart, but and just want to be loved, and I came into a world where there was a tyrant called my mom, and I had to please her, and to please her, I had to be super smart, super independent, somebody that I just wasn't. The thing that actually got me the most excited was when my dad, when I watched Star Trek, and my dad said, "Well, you want to travel like they do in Star Trek? You're gonna have to become a physicist." And you thought, "Wow, I guess I'll do that," which I did. But all the way along, I never felt good enough. I was very much a loner. Because my mom, it's like I was always just, it was like me and my mom. I never got to be free because I never felt like I could, please her. And so I tried to do everything to please her. So that's that story where you modified yourself into being a a rule keeper and a heading it together, and you know, and being isolated from other people, which would mean that playful boy doesn't get to play. He has to work. He's trying to be whatever mom wants you to be. So that's the core story. But getting out and in school being able to become a physicist and then becoming a pastry chef and doing other things that were fun, really sort of woke me up to this realization that there's something really fun in me. I'm really a fun guy, but I kept falling back into the pattern of I gotta be a business guy. I gotta be what my mom wants me to be. And it wasn't until I did, I had some spiritual awakening, that I realized that I was just living a lie, living somebody else's life, and I'm not, it's not that I doing something, I was a good student, I was able to do a lot of different things, but I needed to find out who I am without my mom involved. And that was, and when I realized then I did work, went to school, started bonding with people again, connecting with people, and realizing that I just want to play. I just want to enjoy my life. I spent so much of my life trying to prove myself to someone that was never going to accept me. And then it was like, I realized that I have so much to offer. My humor, my playfulness, my interests that are really very diverse, not so rigid and businesslike like my mom, and I really woke up to the realization that I hate being alone. I don't want to be some independent, successful person. I realized that I wanted to be loved. I want to be in relationship. I want to play. I want to have people in my life. And that's why I'm so passionate now about helping people to in any way I creatively decide to do it. Like, make them pastries, make something, give people an opportunity to connect and to play and to enjoy their lives more. And that's it. It's like that's the in some way, this hotel in some way was trying to fulfill that basic need, but it was doing it in a way that your mom, it was gonna also prove your mom right or make somehow make it like do both things. She'll be proud of me because I'll have this big huge business, and it'll actually work for me because everybody that comes and all my friends that come are gonna love it. They're gonna have fun and they're gonna bond and it'll be great and we'll be a little happy community and all that sort of stuff. But it was all based on still proving to your mom, because you can do that. You can say, hey, let's go down to Rockport and we'll have a lobsters together and do the exact same thing. It's like so that understanding that your big why, you're still working on it, because after class you still disappeared and went to Costa Rica and got isolated again in this world, because your mom's world isolates you. That's your story. By the nature of trying to please your mom, you were never going to have a friend in your life, because you couldn't. Your mom was totally like the tyrant that encompassed all of your reality. And at some point you realized that you really wanted connection. You really, that playful part of you, has so much to offer everyone. And almost none of it has anything to do with what your mom does. So it's like there's this world that you need to create that's playful and fun and free. And I don't think you ever felt free in your life. You had independence, but that's not freedom, because the independence was offered rather than taken. So real freedom is just like I'm I now know that there's a lot of people in the world that are just stuck in their grinding jobs and these things, and I'm gonna teach them how to enjoy life more in some way. And I'm not even sure why, how, but you're gonna know that that's what you're gonna do. Because you're fun, you're creative, you got all sorts of great ideas. That's the game you ran, whatever that thing, the murder mystery.
Awesome.
It's like something, anything. You know, you're gonna come up with ways for people to connect and have fun, right? Does that make sense?
It does.
So you can do it in a brilliant way, and fun, and you know. But I mean, like I said, you could run a bakery, and that's exactly what you'd be doing: bringing people together, teaching them how to have more fun and have a more delicious life. You know, really enjoy their life more. That's it. And that's what I'm saying. Your big why does not. It's not. If this school ended tomorrow, I'd be doing the exact same thing with somebody else, some other way. I mean, it's just what I do. I was doing this exact same thing as a coach in tennis. You know, helping people, working with them, doing intense little groups, and then also doing big groups, and then doing one-on-one, and all that stuff. So, yeah. You get that?
I do.
Okay, awesome.